Now, the Labour leader, Sir Keir Starmer, has reacted to yesterday's chaos in the Commons while on a visit in Crawley today.
It's important to put the debate last night into its context. Last weekend, I was at the Munich Security Conference talking to world leaders about the plan, hopefully, to bring an end to the awful situation in Gaza, where far, far too many people have died. I drafted a Labour amendment which not only dealt with how we stop the fighting now and get aid in, but also about what the long-term plan is to make sure that we get to a peaceful outcome. I wanted that amendment put before Parliament because I wanted to ensure it was a good debate, that we had the widest possible options. And of course there were discussions with the Speaker, but many, you know, all party leaders speak to the Speaker. But there was absolutely no threat to the Speaker in the course of that. What he wanted to do was to ensure that Parliament had the broadest possible debate on an issue which is really very, very important.
Can you categorically say that no Labour MP
warned Lindsay Hoyle that he could lose Labour's support to continue as Speaker after the election if he didn't select that amendment?
I was very concerned that the debate yesterday should be elevated. It's a very important issue. That is probably the most important issue globally at the moment, the conflict in Gaza, and how we bring an end to the terrible situation. I wanted that amendment heard. Of course, I had conversations with the Speaker. All political leaders had conversations.
What pressure
with the
did you put on the Speaker?
I simply urged the Speaker to ensure that the debate could be as broad as possible, and that MPs could vote for the proposition that they believed in. We're talking here about whether there was one amendment or two amendments on the before Parliament. The real issue is to have that proper debate, and that didn't happen because the SNP walked off because all they were interested in doing was dividing the Labour Party, and once they saw they couldn't do that, they walked off. And the government then walked off. The government of the country walked out of a debate on Gaza because they thought they were going to lose a vote. I think that we should have continued with that debate, had it at the right level, and for Parliament to be able to speak on one of the most important issues of the day.
Can you say that you and your Labour MPs categorically didn't put that pressure on the Speaker, didn't threaten to withdraw your support for him after the election? Can you just say that, yes or no?
I can categorically tell you that I did not threaten the Speaker in any way whatsoever. I simply urged him to ensure that we had the broadest possible debate.
And your MPs?
Broadest possible debate, so that actually the most important thing, which is what do we do about the awful situation in Gaza, could be properly discussed by MPs with a number of options in front of them. That's the right thing to do. The Speaker did the right thing in making sure the debate was broad. But the tragedy is the SNP walked off the pitch because they wanted to divide the Labour Party and they couldn't. And the government walked off the pitch because it thought it was going to lose a vote. So we had one party that was simply seeking to divide on an important issue. The government lost control of its own MPs and couldn't control the votes. We should have had a proper debate and a proper resolution with all three propositions being put to a vote.
Isn't what really happened is you were under massive pressure within your party to shift your position on a Gaza ceasefire, and if you hadn't secured that vote on that amendment, you'd have faced the biggest rebellion of your leadership.
The proposition I put on the table in that amendment was crafted by me after I came back from the Munich Security Conference, having spoken to Sir Christopher Blinken, having spoken to the Prime Minister of Qatar, having spoken to the President of Israel, i.e. having spoken to people who are actually involved in trying to wait for this awful conflict. I wanted that proposition heard and voted on, and my MPs wanted to vote on it. Happily, it was carried last night, and that's the right thing, but my focus is on what we need to do to resolve the awful situation going on in Gaza.
Okay, so here's Norman, thank you.
Well, there we go. Sir Keir Starmer categorically denying that there was any threat to the Speaker to accept their amendment.
Which is curious, given that there has been some pretty credible reporting to the contrary.
Yeah, but he says he was just urged him to ensure there was the broadest possible selection for people to debate and vote on.
Which, translated into English, is, Mr. Speaker, please go against Standing Order Rule 31 and make sure that you go against precedents and take time away from the SNP to give it to the Labour Party on the SNP's day.
I must say, a lot of you have been getting in touch saying that it should be Starmer who has to go if he is found to have bullied the Speaker into making this change. Keir Starmer blaming the SNP, blaming the government, of course.